this nation has
there are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline.
Greed.
In the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
Late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Grow the economy.
Growing the economy. Economy.
Welcome.
Yeah. This is Money Talks.
Good morning. You're listening to Atlanta's longest-running, most respected show on radio. This is Money Talks. I'm Matt Hames, Certified Trust and Financial Advisor here with the good Dr. Gene Hensler.
Good to be here.
Troy Harmon, CFA. Guys, great to be with you this week. Certainly appreciate everyone giving us a couple hours, or actually 1 hour here on Saturday morning from 10
well,
to 11.
Well, that second hour is just to soak it all in, right?
That's right. Yeah, you need that second hour just to absorb
tape it.
Absorb all the content that's going to be
exactly.
Tape it and then write it down by hand. That's how you remember things.
Exactly, you know? Yeah.
And
from the fingers to the mind.
Well, and see, and here's the thing. So I'm on top of it, right? We're recording this on Thursday, but lest we forget, happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, if you're listening to the show and you haven't
yes.
taken steps to prepare for today, you're too late.
No, that's
well,
not the case.
Well, not necessarily.
But hustle.
Costco.
You need to hustle.
Costco and Whole Foods have freight cars of roses back.
Ready for you.
Prepared. Every time, I think last year, obviously it was a Friday because this year it's a Saturday, right?
I think that's right. Yeah.
And I was at Whole Foods or something, and every guy who walked out.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Every guy. That's all he had.
Right.
There you go.
They had some deal. I don't fall for that. These man-made holidays, no cards, no gifts, no flowers, buddy.
Yeah.
I established
you, honey, on the way by.
That's right.
Good enough.
That's good enough, man.
Well,
all
listen,
right.
Hey, just I remembered, right? So, Dina, honey, happy Valentine's Day, and so guys, I beat you to it.
I was talking to a guy who owns a restaurant. He says he loves having Valentine's Day fall on a Saturday, and somebody said to him, "Well, listen, isn't that bad? Isn't Saturday already a good night?" He said, "Yeah, but the guy brings his girlfriend out from Friday night." His wife out on Saturday night and brings his mom out on Sunday night.
There you go.
It's a great weekend.
That's right. In the restaurant business. That's right.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Oh, moving on.
Moving on.
When they're bringing out movies like 50 Shades of Grey, I mean, that's not smutty necessarily. All right.
Necessarily.
But moving along, let's talk a little bit about the economy. Wholesale trade. Inventories were up again.
Right.
And that's not a good sign in the sense that in December you would think that the inventories would be low because warehouses and retailers have built up inventory for Christmas and they
sold them out.
But that didn't seem to be the case.
Yeah, this is not a case of folks building inventories in anticipation of future sales. So in this case, you're right, it's not the best thing. And then we saw the job openings and labor turnover survey. This is the one that the Fed seems to watch closer than most. And it has multiple aspects. Obviously, the job openings is measured.
This is called the JOLT.
Right, exactly.
For short, okay.
Yeah, it shows how many employers have listed new opportunities. Also shows how many employees have left and those that have been added. So overall, it was a positive, up 3.5%.
Wouldn't you expect that in December?
Right. Yeah, you would.
For Christmas help and things
exactly.
like that.
Yeah, it's a short-term, temporary hiring situation. But overall, I think it was a bit better than what was expected. So, you know, you can spin that even more positive, I guess, in this case.
And then we had mortgages. Mortgage applications,
et cetera,
fall drastically.
Right.
They fell 9% in refinance, and purchase indexes fell 10.3 in refinance and 6.5% in purchase.
Right. Yeah. The refinance market's been, you know, the hottest for quite some time. I know we've seen some new purchases.
Yeah, they said the rate was up from 3.8 to 3.9. I don't think that's going to stop.
Shouldn't have a huge effect on it, but you know, obviously we saw a slowing. So, I don't know if it's weather could have been in the Northeast, you know, sometimes that.
Yeah, no one's building
like
in Boston.
No. Right. Yeah. They had a huge storm over the weekend. So.
Storms. This is about getting another one coming through right now.
Yeah.
Couldn't happen to better people as far as I'm concerned. You a Red Sox fan?
I'm neither. Yeah, I've visited. I visited once.
That's right. Okay. This is one that I can't quite figure out.
Very bizarre.
Maybe you can help me. Oil inventories were up.
Right.
Gasoline inventories were up.
Right.
And price of gasoline went up. What's the deal?
I'll be honest with you. I can't make sense out of it either. And like I said,
but
you're
talking
earlier.
About there's some. Refineries
that is true
are on strike, et cetera, stuff like that. But the output, the gasoline, is already out there, and it increased. And so whatever was out there covered everything, and it increased by 2.2 million gallons.
Right. And not only that, just because the refinery employees are on strike, they're normals, they do have replacements. So the refineries are not shut down. They're probably working a little slower.
These are price raises in anticipation.
No, that's exactly the only sense you can make of it. You know, when you see supply increase and price increase at the same time, you know, demands has been shown to have increased maybe in December by about 1%, but it's not huge relative to the supply that we're seeing come on the market.
I'd like a couple things to go along with this. Mm-hmm. That the government puts all these things on, you got to get 1 million miles per gallon by 2020, you know, raises all these things.
Right.
And the automobile industry comes right along, and what happens? Everybody in the state government thought it was freaking because guess what? They're getting fewer dollars in taxes.
Right.
They want to raise taxes. It's gallons people are buying less of.
Right.
Right.
Yep. I mean, that's the bottom line. And I love these state legislators immediately. The gasoline price falls 40 cents. Well, let's raise it 20% in taxes. They'll never notice it.
Right. Yeah, they have to talk about it openly.
You know.
Didn't Georgia actually do that in the last few months?
They tried. It isn't going to go through.
Yeah. All right. So, exactly the situation. And I know we were talking earlier, tying into this oil conversation. The S&P 500's been moving in conjunction. When oil prices go up, the S&P 500 goes up. When they go down, the same. It makes absolutely no sense to me.
No.
I guess the market has determined that the price for oil was too low, so it needs to get a little higher to make everything make sense.
It's irrational.
Yeah. In the end, though, consumers have been still benefiting.
And then retail sales...
Right.
Declined. And if we pull out gasoline, because gas station sales fell 9.3%.
Right.
Yeah. And it wasn't because people were using less gallons. They were probably using more gallons.
Right.
But the price was down so much.
Yeah. If you look relative to last January, sales were still up 3.3%. And if you throw in the gasoline, it shows an impressive growth of 6.6%.
Yeah, but all of it is in building supply stores, general merchandise, and miscellaneous.
Right. Yeah.
Troy, you're being an expert. What's in miscellaneous?
I'm
various stuff.
Yes. Yeah, several things.
That's a technical term, various stuff.
Yeah. I think miscellaneous is what I wind up with after I visit a building supply store.
That's right.
You know, you put half of the things you bought together and all that other stuff is miscellaneous, right?
Yeah.
The one thing that I did want to piggyback on with this retail sales is there's been some looking. If you, I think Visa and American Express both came out this week and said that they don't see the benefits of this, the low gas prices to consumers actually flowing through in higher spending. They're saying that about 25% of that is all that they're seeing in increased spending. So I'm not sure exactly where it goes. I haven't seen any in-depth analysis, but maybe it's paying down credit card debt.
Paying down debt.
And also what there was is if they spend more, and there's been a series of articles with people talking about that, there are people buying a little better food.
Right.
Rather than living on ramen noodles, they put some burgers out. And, you know,
right,
maybe,
yeah,
not,
no doubt.
Maybe
right.
Not that bad. But I'm saying better cuts of meat and maybe having meat 4 days a week. And
yeah, well, and the other thing is when you start seeing building supply store sales increase, Maybe they're putting it into their home.
Putting it into their home.
Could, yeah, it's got to be a portion of it.
It certainly could be deferred maintenance. I never thought about that because my house is constantly being maintained.
Yeah, or even potential upgrades. I mean,
well,
we're
sitting there with the situation. You know, I've got a 7-year-old daughter, and we finished our remodel. Significant, Gene, you remember, remodel when Ella was born. And it's snuck up on us, but I'm walking around the house going, golly, you know, we're having to do some work on the deck. And it seems like it's a brand new deck, but it's 7 years old. Need to do some work on it. It's just random things that I've put off for the last several years.
The innards of my toilets, very expensive, polar toilets, are blowing up one at a time.
Wow.
And they did say
richer foods, right?
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's just, you know, I wanted one whistled.
What?
Whistle.
Were you flattered?
time to fix the toilet when it's going to
you can't buy the parts for it. We have scavenge inventories around. Wow. They've discontinued that particular thing for my particular thing. House is 6 years old.
Wow. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Just a couple of quick things, and that's that interest rates rose across the board last week. Not a whole bunch. I think the 10-year treasury went up 7.5 bips, and the 5-year went up 7, and the 2-year went up 2. So not any big change, but at least it was across the board. Usually you see these things vary.
Right.
You'll see some ups, some downs.
Because
people move in between. And then the 30-year mortgage went from 3.8 to 3.9%. And the market was good over the last week. The market was up last week by, let me take a look. It was up by 1.55%, which was a good week. In fact, the only sector that was down was the utilities index.
Yeah, did you notice that it seems like materials are leading the market, too? That was a little bit strange.
Yeah, that is.
You don't often see that.
No, I don't. And then also, year-to-date, folks, or year-to at least today, market's up 1.38%. So the market's up this year. All this stuff you saw all the time, everybody talking about panicking about the market, it's down 3 or 4 days.
Right.
Tends to come back. And that was a good observation, Troy, is that somehow when gas prices go down, the market goes down.
Yeah.
When gas prices go up, the market goes up. I wouldn't use that as a leading indicator, though, folks. I'd be a little concerned about that.
Absolutely. One other thing, too, is we're getting toward the end of earnings season. We're about 75% of the way through. And at this point, it looks like sales growth is 1.1%, which is, it's low. And I'll tell you what's knocked it down is energy. Energy was negative by 16.7%, the whole sector. And that's, you know, that's a pretty big chunk, and earnings growth is actually over 5%, 5.3%. And again, energy is the one that's dragging that down at negative 18%. So, you know,
pretty healthy.
Right. Yeah. Everything considered, especially you look down in healthcare, earnings have grown 22%. Industrials, believe it or not, are up 11.65% in the fourth quarter. So, understanding that energy is such a drag, you know, the earnings aren't too bad.
Yeah. Listen, about medical costs, et cetera, and stuff like that.
Right.
Went to see a doctor today, and he gave me a prescription. He said, go to Publix. It's free.
It's free.
And I take everything to Kroger's. It was $40 at Kroger's.
Wow. How about that?
There's an app, something RX. I'll try and get it for you next week, or you can look it up yourself. And you put in a drug, and you hit it, it'll give you all the prices in your area by store. CVS, Walgreens, everything. All that sort of stuff like that. Give you the price on it.
How about that?
So, something got it. And the reason for that is they sign contracts with certain drugs.
Huh.
So that, for example, Walgreens doesn't get that deal. They've signed that deal with that drug company with that.
Right. Sure.
And that kind of stuff. So, and usually your guy won't tell you that.
Right.
And that's really a substantial savings, $40.
Oh, absolutely.
One prescription.
Free's not a bad deal.
Yeah, I think Walmart kicked that off a while back where they were starting to give away. I think it was antibiotics is where it started.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're right.
They had like three or four drugs that they would, you know, provide at no cost, and it went from there. But I guess that's the way they compete these days.
Sure.
All right.
Well, you want to wrap up here because we're going to come up on the end of the show here in a couple of minutes. But there were some earnings releases this week. We're finishing up earnings season, I know, and we've had a few that came in this week.
Coke seemed to have a pretty good one.
Absolutely, yeah.
They haven't had too many good ones lately.
No, they even beat on the revenue, which hasn't been happening too often lately.
Because these guys get hurt with the exchange rate because they have so much international business.
Right. Yeah. They reported 44 cents per share, expected at 42 cents per share. So positive on that front. And even with the with international sales being a little bit worse, they're still expected to do well.
And Pepsi,
going forward.
Another one.
Pepsi did good, too. Yep.
Pepsi tends to do maybe even better when the times are tough because of the diversification within their own holdings. They don't just have a drink side. They've got those snacks.
Exactly.
And it makes a big
difference.
Well,
they got juices and stuff. But now Wichita has gotten into that a little bit. But, they've had the water. They were the first to get into the water.
Right.
And they have all those snacks and everything.
Frito-Lay, yeah, is a big portion of the company. Right. So, and they actually beat earnings to $1.12 per share versus expectations of $1.08.
When you think about Pepsi too, I mean, you talk about diversification there. I mean, where the snack foods portion, your Frito-Lay, Lipton's, Doritos is 52% of the company's revenue.
Yep.
Half. You say Pepsi and you think soft drinks.
Yeah. But it's a big chunk of Frito-Lay. Right?
Yeah, it really is. More than half.
Yeah. Both of these companies are facing changing tastes of consumers. And I know, Matt, you talked about the green bottle.
I tried it.
Yeah. Not so good.
Yeah, I got to tell you. I'm just a Coke classic guy, so I was going to be hard to please anyway. But
yeah, well,
we'll see.
You're braver than me. I didn't even try.
They have good management. Both companies have excellent management, and both have been through tough times and come through it not unscathed, but
right.
I'm along.
Yeah.
CBS reported.
Yeah, they did. And, everybody was watching to see what happened when they pulled their cigarette sales out of the stores. And they beat earnings, beat by a cent. It was $1.21 versus $1.20 was expected by the street. And again, it didn't negatively impact sales.
I don't think there's a lot of profits in cigarettes.
The
markup isn't like you go in and pick up, I don't know, anything that has to do with cosmetics.
Right.
There's 100% markup on those doggone things. Very low markup on tobacco, and I think it's a good public image kind of thing to do that.
Right, yeah, and pharmacy segment benefited maybe from that. It's hard to say, but it was increased by 21.7%.
Yep. All right, well, there's always be more news next week. What do you guys think the market's going to do next week?
I believe we're up again.
I'm going to say up again. I like the way
I'm
things
are. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that out of you. It'll be up.
Remember, it'll be up.
770-429-9166. DrGeneHemsworth.com. Have a nice week. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Have a great week, guys.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.